have been to Sarawak many times. Of course, like last week I mentioned, I first came across him the best part of 30 years ago in the early days of the Charismatic Renewal, where we learn about gifts of the Holy Spirit, being born again, and things like that. He studied economics, and the difference is, whereas I pursued my career as an engineer, he went full-time. All right. So in the many years of ministry, he is one of the few Malaysian itinerants who travel overseas. And so we bless the Lord for him. May the Lord raise more for Malaysia. Amen. Hallelujah. That we must remember the goodness of God. The headlines in the newspapers betray what God is doing on our, in our land. Because that's always bad news. Amen. And there are all kinds of agendas over there. As believers, we must understand and know the agenda of God. Amen. And then that helps us to flow with Him, to know Him better. Hallelujah. So without further ado, Pastor Paul Ang.
Thank you, Elder Thomas. Selamat malam, tuan-tuan dan puan-puan sekalian. Selamat pagi. Jangan marah, saya cuba texting saja ya. Good morning, church. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me tell you a story before I share the word of God. There was a very well-known doctor specialist in America. He had this specialist said he does a seminar and he travels all over America. He also has a very standard lecture note. He has a very brilliant driver who drives him, and the problem with this doctor is he's afraid to fly. So he had no choice but to employ a full-time driver to drive him all over America. One day he was invited to speak in this seminar. He was given 1 hour to his expertise, to share his expertise. And on the way there, he told the driver, he says, "Driver, you're a smart man. You've heard me lecture these notes for the last 15 years. And he's even so smart, he memorized word for word. So why don't you play a game? When we reach there, you'll be introduced as a doctor, I'll be introduced as a driver. And when it's time for you to speak, you just go up like I used to and just say it." So that's good, sounds good. So the time came and the driver was introduced as a doctor. He went up to the stage and he gave the lecture notes. Brilliant. And then he paused for question and answer. There was an elderly gentleman, expert in his field, a medical man, began to ask a question with all the medical jargons and long question. Pause to hear this great doctor's answer. So he replied, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so surprised that with all your expertise and experience, you ask me such a simple question. Your question is so simple that it truly insults my intelligence. And to prove to you that how simple your question is, I'm going to ask my driver to answer for me." Alright, now that I've caught your attention, I'm going to promote something. Now, how many of you missed the seminar on Friday and Saturday? Let me see your hand. Alright, I'm not going to scold you, but I'm going to help you to redeem yourself. There is another prophetic conference in Penang. How many of you like Penang? You like Penang? I love Penang. I think Penang is the best place in Malaysia and Kuching second. Alright, I'd probably retire in Penang if I have a choice. Now, we are having a conference in Penang, November 30th, 1st, 2nd, December. And the theme is times and season. How many of you know we are living in difficult time, challenging season? But at the same time, it's the greatest opportunity. If you are on God's side, it's a great opportunity, a great season. Now, I'm sure, how many of you pray for Malaysia and love Malaysia? Wave your hand at me. I didn't say Sarawak, I said Malaysia. Alright, if you don't, can you just book the next ticket, go to Indonesia, go to Myanmar, Pakistan, go to Iran. I'm sure they will welcome you there. Now, there are many prophecies about Malaysia. Anybody have heard about prophecies about Malaysia? Now, there are many voices, but quite some time ago, God spoke to me about Malaysia and a prophetic word, which I'm not going to share this morning, but I will share at this conference. If you love the worship, the prophetic word, the things of God, this is a great conference. I believe it will change your life, it will minister to you in a great way. The registration is only 30 ringgit. It's cheap, but doesn't mean the conference is cheap, because I want more people to come, and you'll be very blessed. Now with AirAsia, all people from Kuching can fly. So don't worry about the cost, especially those who are 50 and above. You are still healthy and wealthy. Make use of your health and wealth. For God's kingdom, it will change your life. Believe me, it will really change your life. All right? Okay, so far so good. At the counter afterwards, and just sign up, all right? Okay, turn with me to the book of Ruth. This morning, I want to share with you the four seasons in the book of Ruth. Now, as I said, times and seasons are very important. Like the sons of Issachar in 1 Chronicles 12, the Bible says that the sons of Issachar had understanding of the time and season, and then they know what they ought to do. Now, we know the times and seasons we are living in. Recession, bad news, and his 17 and his 370, extra, extra. But how do we respond during difficult times, during good times, during transition time? The book of Ruth is a very amazing book. It's only four chapters, very short. How many of you have read the book of Ruth? Can I see your hand? Now, I suggest you go back and read again. For those who are single women waiting to get married and single men praying for a life partner, good news for you. God is about to answer your prayers. For those who are 50 and above, can I see those who are 50 and above? Sometimes you feel our clock is ticking. I've got good news for you, because God has great things in store for us. For us, we are 50 and above, we are not old. We are matured. You only grow old after 9. So don't let people call you old or elderly, because we are actually matured. Fresh, matured, harum manis, mango. How did I get that revelation? I was ministering in Indonesia. I was in Jakarta. There is a special breed of mango called harum manis in Indonesia. It's really good. It's sweet. It's fragrant. It's smooth. And whenever there's a season, I will not only eat there as much, I will smuggle in Malaysia. Sorry for me using the word smuggle, because we're not supposed to bring mangoes in. Please forgive me, Lord. I shouldn't confess my sin before you. Anyway, so one trip I was there, and my friend brought me to the shop, and the owner came, and he says, these mangoes, they are ripe on the tree. They are very good. They are matured on the tree. You know, when you pluck it before it's matured from the tree, it's not very nice. Like those bananas you buy in the supermarket, it's terrible. But those that grows on the tree and it's ripe, like my garden, you just chop it down when the first yellow comes out and the bird eats it, you chop it down, that's the best. So he says, these mangoes are matured on the tree. And he hits me, hey, I'm not old, I'm matured. Just nice. Harum and manis. Hallelujah. Okay? Alright, the book of Ruth have three main characters. Boaz, Ruth, and Naomi. It also represents a type, a shadow of what is to come. Now, Ruth is a type of the bride of Christ. Naomi, the mother-in-law, is a type of the Holy Spirit that guided and led Ruth to her destiny. And Boaz, Redeemer's kinsman, is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer kinsman. All right, come with me to the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1. As I said, there are many angles to look at Ruth, but this morning I want to look at the fourth season in the book of Ruth. And I believe all of us here this morning can easily identify with any of the season or even the fourth season. Let's look at Ruth chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when judges ruled, there was a famine, underline famine, in the land. Alright, famine in those days, understand that the agriculture, the economy is based on agriculture. So when there's famine, there is no rain, there is recession. Just like today, we are going through a time of recession. The oil price is down. A lot of oil companies are cutting down workers. Even banks start to retrench workers. Banks are slow to give loans. And these are the economic recession all over the world. I had a friend working in Western Australia in a mining industry. He just lost his job. He got retrenched. And he has to leave and go back to Ireland. So it's all over the world. These are the season we are living in right now, economic recession. It's also a season of lack. Now, famine is just a lack of food, but I want to extend the application a little bit further. Famine is also a season in our life that we may lack opportunity, lack breakthrough, lack answers of prayers, lack friends, lack open doors, lack money, lack whatever. Lack joy or whatever. It's a season, a difficult season. So the Bible says there was a man called Elimelech. He has a wife called Naomi. And he has two sons called Mahlon and Chilion. They decided to leave Bethlehem, the house of bread, but there was no bread, to Moab, a foreign country. Now in the process of time, the two sons Mahlon and Chilion married two girls, Orpah and Ruth. How many of you are parents here? Can I see your hand? So when you send your children overseas, very likely they will marry somebody from that country. So get ready. So two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, married two wives, Orpah and Ruth. The Bible says a time of 10 years. The three men in the house, Elimelech, Mahlon and Chilion, died. Now here is the mystery of God. Here is the sovereignty of God. The Bible didn't attach any reason why these three men of the house just died like that. There was no reason given, but that left with three widows. So what would you do if you are Ruth, Orpah, and Naomi? Now, Naomi decided to go back to Bethlehem where she came from, and she had two daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah, and she said to them, "Goodbye, I'm going back." But the Bible says Ruth clung on to Naomi, but Orpah left and went back to her country, her hometown, her native. Now here is the point I want to bring forth. In life, we are connected with people. Some season we are connected with Orpah. The last season, Naomi was connected with Orpah. Orpah was the daughter-in-law. But the next season, God is about to take Naomi. It was not supposed to be connected with Orpah, but connected only to Ruth. What I'm saying is this. In our lives, there are people that are good and connected in the last season. But in the next season, they will not be connected. If they leave you, don't pursue. Move on in life. Did you hear what I say? I have a mango tree in my garden. In fact, I have three mango trees, but one particular is flowering tremendously. And I noticed that a lot of flowers, but some of the flowers of the rain or sometime or the insects come, it drops on the floor. And I noticed that my mango tree is not bothered of those flowers that fell on the floor. But the mango tree is busy producing new flowers and new fruits. Do not be taken by what happened in the past. Nasi sudah jadi bubur. Move on. Amen? Naomi decided to move on and go back to Bethlehem. In verse 20, she said something that is very interesting and applicable to all our lives. When you go through hard times, when you go to lack, when you go to loss, when you go to death of the loved ones, when you lose your job, when you lose your business, when all things are down, she said, as she went back in Ruth 1 verse 20 to Bethlehem, she says, don't call me Naomi. Naomi means pleasant. Call me Mara, which means bitter. Now, she had such a bad time in chapter 1, and she had such a bad time during the famine season that she lost her pleasantness, she lost her joy, she lost her sweetness, and she said, call me Mara, bitter. In life, we have a choice to be bitter or better. Whatever things we go through in life, if you love God, if you feel you are called of God and God has a purpose upon your life and your family, nothing just happens. All things work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. Don't become bitter, become better. God is interested in you and your character, not just your blessing. So when bitter and better is a very close two words, the difference is the alphabet I and the alphabet E. When you are bitter, you are very inward looking. But when you become better, you begin to see the perspective of heaven. E represents Elohim. You begin to see God's Elohim perspective upon our life, that what we go through is part of training, is part of character building, and God is getting you ready for something better, because the season of famine does not last forever. So now Naomi together with Ruth moved to Bethlehem. In the Bible says, the last verse of chapter 1, it was beginning of barley harvest. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that recession and famine and hard times would not last forever? So we need to move on with the next season called the harvest season. I want to prophesy to you this morning that some of you are going to enter into a harvest season where you're about to experience three things like Ruth was about to experience. Come with me to chapter 2. Ruth and Naomi now is in Bethlehem, the house of bread. How many of you have been to Israel before? Can I see your hand? How many of you have never been to Israel? Someday you'll like to go. Can I see your hand? The Lord grant the desires of your heart. Now, Israel is a very amazing country. You know Israel produces the best citrus and export around the world. If you don't know, you know now. It's already prophesied in the book of Isaiah. Israel has amazing fertile farming land. Now, in those days, in the book of Ruth, there is a special provision. People who are poor, orphans, and widows, they were allowed to go to any field during the harvest season, and the owner of the land leaves 10% of the grains free of charge, so that the poor, the widow, and the orphans can come to the land and just take what they need. It's a beautiful provision of tithing. You see, tithes actually in the Old Testament goes to three places. The storehouse, the Levites who are the full-time ministers in the temple, and the third one is the poor, the widow, and the needy. You know, most churches, I don't want to step on any toes, forgive me if I differ in opinion, but most churches only stress on tithes goes to the storehouse. But I personally believe that tithes should go to the storehouse, the Levites, who are the full-time ministers of the temple, and the poor, the widow, and the orphans. Anyway, come back to our story. Now, as a widow, Ruth wear a special widow garment. How many of you are Chinese? So when your father, grandfather died, you wear a certain mourning garment. Am I right? So in those days, widows wear a special widow garment to identify she's a widow, that qualify her to go to any field in the land during harvest and gather the grains to go back to cook. Now, there are so many farms in field, but the Bible says that Ruth landed in the field that belongs to Boaz. Listen to this. If you love God, If you know God has a purpose and a plan for your life, God has a very unique way that through the unseen hand of the Holy Spirit, He will lead you and guide you at the right place, at the right time, to meet the right people that will take you to the next level, the next station, and the next season in life. Here was Ruth, a Moab girl. She was nobody. She was of a darker skin. She was not of the Jewish origin. Now she landed, chapter 2, in the field that belongs to Boaz. And here the romantic story begins. And all the single girls, your heart can start pumping a little bit faster. Because you are about to meet your life partner. Your prince coming that comes with riding the white horse and sweep you away. And then you regret you married the wrong one. Single people want to get married. Married people want to become single. Long hair wants short hair. Short hair wants long hair. Brown hair wants black hair. Black hair wants blonde hair. Blonde hair wants green hair. Anyway, chapter 2. He went and gleaned and she happened. The Bible says she happened. How many know nothing happened by chance? If you believe in God, there is a hand of God that guides us and led us. Amen? Now, three things Ruth experienced. I believe this is a prophetic message for you this morning. If you have ears to hear, you will hear what the Spirit of God is saying to you. Number one, in this second season called harvest season, Ruth experienced God's provision. There was abundance of God's provision. Number two, she experienced a divine connection and an open door that was connected to Boaz. Now, who is Boaz? He's a wealthy, godly, spiritual, and influential man. A very rare character. Why? Because people who are wealthy and influential men, they are usually not spiritual and godly. And men who are spiritual and godly are usually poor. So here is a very powerful, beautiful young ladies, open your ears, a fantastic combination. Godly, spiritual, influence, and wealthy. And Boaz was the owner of the field. Isn't that wonderful? And he's an influential man in the city, an elder sitting at the gate of the city, well respected. Some of you young ladies, you're going to get married this year, next year. Don't forget to give me an ang pao. The third thing that Ruth experienced was God's favor. I want to declare a prophecy over your life this morning. If you never received any prophecy in your life, receive this. If you believe, it will happen to you. Get ready. You're about to experience God's abundant provision. You're about to experience God's divine connection to a certain person, a businessman, a partner, a life partner, or whatever person that will take you to the next level. They will take you to fulfill your destiny. And thirdly, you're going to experience supernatural favor of God that can never be explained. Why you are promoted and lifted and blessed. Why the person likes you. Not because of your skin color or whatever. He likes you because God's favor is upon your life. I pray for a lady in Dubai. She's working in Dubai. She's a man from Philippines. And she's been working in Dubai for many years. A very wealthy lady, single mom with a son. She was in my meeting and I prayed for her that she will quickly meet Mr. Boaz. After I left, she WhatsApped me. She was very excited because just after I left, she believed the word, she believed the prayer that I released upon her. And she has been a single mom for more than 15 years, many years. And she's praying for a life partner. And I told her, you need a husband and your son needs a father. The son is probably about only 13 years, 14 years. So I left, and she WhatsApped me just a few days after I left Dubai back home. She said, "You wouldn't believe, I met a single father who had a daughter. And he's also from Philippines. Usually my son," she said, "is very jealous and got over me of any boyfriend that comes along. Pastor prayed that my son will like this man, going to be the potential father for him." How many of you want to know the rest of the story? Okay, only five hands. That's not encouraging. How many want to know the rest of the story? Come for my Penang conference. She said, "I brought this man and the daughter to church, introduced to the people, seen my pastor. They all seem to like him. And amazingly, my son liked this man, and his daughter started calling me mom." He said, "Pastor Paul, I want you and my wife to come and attend my wedding. I will buy you the air ticket." Give Jesus a wonderful prayer. Any single man and single lady wants to buy me an air ticket to Dubai? Turn to your neighbors and get ready for some unusual blessing. All right. We have famine, season of lack and loss. Now we have second season, the season of harvest. We all like harvest. Don't we like harvest? We like durian runtuh, don't we? As good as harvest, as bad as famine, it will come to an end. And now there is a third, Ruth chapter 3, is what I call transition season. Famine is over, harvest is over, now it's transition, in between here and there. Now all of us in life go through what I call transition season in life. From toddler to a little child, from a teenage to an adult. Anybody here, you're a teenager, can I see your hand? Any parents here, you have teenage kids, or you have kids who were teenage before? Now, teenager is a very difficult time of their life. You know why? Their hormone is raging, and sometimes they behave like adults, sometimes they behave like children. You know what I mean? Certain times they are adults, certain times they are children. They are neither here nor there. That's why they are very difficult. They are trying to get their identity. They don't know what to do. And they are fickle-minded. They fall in love and then they fall out of love. Now, we all go to transition. Then we get married. There's transition. Giving up our singlehood. Ladies, are you sure? You've been single for 40 years. You want to give up your singlehood? Men, you've been single for 40 years. You want to give up your singlehood, your bachelorhood? There's transition adjustment. And then it's fine. You enjoy your honeymoon. And then there's no more honey on the moon. And then the baby comes. Hallelujah. Come to the LOS club. What's LOS? Loss of sleep. He gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning for feeding. Hello? Sleep, man. 3 o'clock. So transition, it's a very difficult, very tricky time. But transition gets us ready to move to the next level, the next station, the next season of our life.